everywhere that we bring fries to the public, it seems to find great success. And so as a result, you know, the company has grown and grown. And you drove in here this morning and you've seen our factory is much bigger than what it used to be. And it's still too small because the whole world is really wanting fries right now. Mm-hmm. You know, the vegetarian people and the non-vegetarian people are wanting to get their hands on a fries product.
Welcome, brilliant viewers, and thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, from South Africa, we have the pleasure of speaking with Wally and Tammy of Fry's Vegetarian, one of the world's most recognizable lines of vegan food products.
How long ago did your company start?
We started in 1991, so that's a long time ago now. And considering that in 1991 I was going to retire. And I was going to run this little venture as a hobby. It certainly hasn't turned out to be a hobby. It's turned out to be quite a big undertaking. But, you know, I've enjoyed it. It's been hard sometimes, but I've enjoyed it. So 1991, how many years is that? That is
18 years
now, yeah. So it's going on for 19 years we've been doing fries. Okay.
From humble beginnings, the currently international enterprise started when Wally and Debbie Fry searched for vegetarian protein alternatives. Not being able to find many tasty products, the dedicated vegetarians decided to make their own. Wally Fry shares with us how the Fry's Vegetarian concept began.
I had a change of heart or a change of consciousness where I didn't want to be involved in participating in the slaughter of animals and the whole factory farming thing. Then I became a vegetarian. And in any case, my family were vegetarians. My youngest daughter was a vegetarian when she was born, actually. I forced her to eat meat when she was small because I thought that was a good thing to do. And actually, because of her insistence on not eating meat, I think it got me thinking. And in any case, my wife was a born vegetarian. So she was a vegetarian from the day I met her. I just didn't understand. I didn't understand their viewpoint, but then slowly other things happened in my life which brought suddenly a crystal clear picture to me that I needed to stop participating in that. And then the trouble is that, to be frank, I like the taste of meat. And so I resolved that I would go and try and find formulas to make a few similar products to meat that vegetarians who are thinking about giving up meat like I was could find on the supermarket shelf or even anyway by ordering it through the post or through the mail from us could find and eat instead of eating meat. And so that's what really motivated me to start the whole researching process and getting the thing going as you find it today.
The Fry family worked tirelessly to formulate products that had a similar texture and taste to meat, to produce a product that would have vegetarians and non-vegetarians alike feeling satisfied after every meal. They established the Fry Group Foods, starting simply with vegan burger and vegan sausage products. Fast forward some years, and Fry's has now expanded vastly into international success with an incredible range of food products.
Okay, so a Fry's product is really a very easy method of replacing a meat-based product on your plate with not that much effort.
There are people that have been vegetarians for generations. Yes. You know, there are sections of humanity that haven't eaten meat for centuries. They don't need to find that. But by and large, most people today have had, the people kind of, especially in the Western society, have had an upbringing of flesh eating. And whether it be fish or chicken or pigs or cows or chickens, they've had that upbringing. So they're used to it and they enjoy it. So it gives them, that section of the population gives them an alternative to say, look, I'll make it easy for you. I made it easy for myself by researching and developing these products. So it's made it easy for so many others to say, well, it's easy to stop eating meat. There's another product which is a protein meal center that you can put your veggies and salad around.
Tammy Fry, the company's marketing director, shares her insights into why there is a great need for convenient vegetarian foods, especially in today's society.
A lot of people who decide to become vegetarians are always concerned about what are vegetarians going to eat. And not being vegetarian, they only know one way. And it's very difficult to say to a person who wants to choose that lifestyle, well, you have to make chickpeas and you've got to soak them overnight. And although it's great and it may be healthy, it just doesn't suit a lot of people's lifestyles. So I think it makes it so much easier to say to them, well, there is fries, it's very high in protein, it replaces meat perfectly, but it doesn't have the bad things that go along with meat. And it's really quick and easy to cook because it is pre-cooked, so it's just a case of heating it up. So 10 minutes in whatever cooking method you want to use, and you have a very healthy, well-balanced meal.
We'll be back in a moment to hear more from Tammy and Wally of Fry's Vegetarian. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, a Noble Way of Living. Beyond the convenience factor in Fry's vegetarian products, Wally believes there are a multitude of reasons that have helped the company grow continuously for nearly 20 years.
Why do you believe Fry's has turned into such a huge success?
Well, first of all, Fry's tastes great. Second of all, we like to run a squeaky clean organization in terms of our ethics when it comes to vegetarianism and veganism. We like to do that. And so the trademark or the emblem, Fry's, the red triangle with Fry's in it, has become synonymous with a lot of people everywhere in the world. It's become a symbol of trustworthiness. So, yes, we are endorsed by the Vegetarian Society of the United Kingdom. Yes, we are endorsed by the Vegan Society of the United Kingdom. Yes, we are endorsed by the kosher, the Jewish Beth Din, and we are kosher, Parev, Mahadran. Yes, we are endorsed by the Council of Muslim Theologians to be halal. Yes, we are ISO 22000 and endorsed and certified by the SABS. So we've got all these endorsements, but just apart from that, people have learned to trust Fry's. So we do all those things voluntarily. And then thirdly, there's a quality issue. The family is involved here, so we are passionate about our quality. We personally, as human beings, are responsible for the food that goes out of the back door of this factory. So, and I think people feel that. And then the last and the most important thing is, if you start a company for a good moral reason, and your objective is to supply a service to humanity, whatever it might be, so long as it's got a good moral base and you supply a reasonable quality product for a reasonable price, you're never going to fail. So long as you focus on the doing rather than the rewards, make sure your product is good. Focus on the making of it rather than what money will I get from it. The money will take care of itself. The profits will take care of themselves. So I've tried to do that and infuse that into everybody that works here. And I really think that that's probably one of the most important reasons why we've been successful.
We talked to Mr. Emmanuel Tamai, the manager of a popular supermarket in Johannesburg, South Africa, to see what he thinks of the Fry's product range.
Yeah, we do stock Fry's products. They are quite nice products. And yeah, people do like them. They actually recommend that they're tasting quite well. And as opposed to all the other animal-based products, they are vegetarian, and yeah, people do like them a lot.
So how does your sales go of Fry's in this store?
Yeah, very well. We sell a lot of Fry's products.
For eating vegan products like Fry's, what benefits are there?
Look, I believe they're actually good for things like global warming, and apparently they are using less water. And yeah, they're quite good products.
Within Fry's informative website are delicious vegan recipes, many of which are very suitable for the festive season. Take for instance the delicious Fry's Glazed Christmas Ham, or the Fry's Unreal Spicy Kebab, which will have all of your guests smiling and satisfied after such an exquisite vegan meal, even if they're experiencing it for the first time.
We have 15 products in our product range. About 2 or 3 years ago, we extended our range to include ready meals or prepared meals. Those are going very, very well, and I think people are always looking for easier, convenient ways of cooking. And more recently, we've introduced a new range, which is our chicken style range. It's our chicken style nuggets, chicken style burgers, and chicken style strips, which we've had such positive feedback from our customers. They absolutely love the products. We've also made fries slightly healthier by reducing the fat and salt content of all of the products. But they still taste absolutely fantastic, juicy as ever, but they are healthier. So for those people who are more health conscious and who decide to go vegetarian for health reasons, they can eat fries and get a very healthy meat alternative.
Considering our health, the fragile state of the environment, and the livestock industry's destructive impact on climate change, we ask Wally the simple question.
Why should others consider being vegetarian?
My view on this is, I don't want to go and wave a banner around and force people into a lifestyle. But in time, everybody's going to have to be. Because the planet can't carry on the way it is with people consuming the amount of flesh that they feel that they have to consume. It has to stop. We can't carry on. Either the planet will stop us because of the global warming thing that's happening. It will stop us from eating that flesh, or we'll have to stop for ourselves as human beings. So it's going to happen, but people are going to realize it in their own time over the next 50 years. I think that there's going to be an exponential growth in the number of people who realize that they've got to stop eating meat.
Thanks to vegetarian food manufacturers like Fry Group Foods, the transition to a healthier, more compassionate, plant-based way of eating has never been easier.
It's becoming now mainstream. People talk about it. Restaurants are trying to cater for it. So it is definitely growing in strength, and it'll happen on its own.
We will return tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, to continue our discussions with Wally and Tammy Fry of Fry's Vegetarian. Join us again for insights on the ethical, health, environmental, and tasty reasons why it's high time to adopt vegetarianism in your life. And now, please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you a splendid holiday season in the warm, blessed company of loved ones. For a visual sample of Fry's vegetarian products and more information on vegetarianism, please visit friesvegetarian.co.za.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.